The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. Questions about Game 5 in the NBA Finals, that is. Could Draymond Green be sitting out? NHL hockey playoffs, Stanley Cup style. Game 6. Can San Jose force a Game 7? And then obviously Major League Baseball and everything else that's going on, NFL football, that stuff is going on, guys. It really is. We can always talk football. A lot going on in the sports world, Jeff.
A whole lot going on. I mean, obviously the focus has got to be on these championship series because that's what you play for. You play to hoist the trophy at the end of the day. But baseball going strong, you know, soccer's a big deal with this Copa something cup that yeah. You know, soccer fans might be interested in, might be watching over here.
No, absolutely, man. There's just a full throttle of sports right now, everything coming at us at once. And like you said, I'm with you, man. I think it's all about these championships. We've got LeBron James going up against the mighty Golden State Warriors, and then obviously San Jose trying to force a Game 7. So absolutely, that's where our interests are definitely lying. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
When you take a deep breath, are you sure you're breathing in fresh air? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. In just a moment, we'll talk about a dirty little problem and how you can fix it right after this.
There are things that a door or window screen will always do. Keep the bugs out, let the fresh air in, fit with your home and style. But they'll also be there all the time, even when you don't want them. So what if it doesn't always have to be that way? Retractable screens by Phantom disappear completely out of sight when not in use and pull into place only when you need them. Don't let your screens get in your way. Experience screens that disappear. Experience Phantom screens.
As the summer heats up, our air conditioners start working overtime. We all know it's important to keep the filter change, but you also need to keep the evaporative coil clean as well. A dirty coil promotes mold growth, which can find its way into the very air we breathe inside our homes. It can also cause your unit to work a lot less efficient and even freeze up. Over-the-counter spray cleaners are okay for very light cleaning, but in many cases, the coil needs to be removed for cleaning. That's when you need to call in the professionals. A thorough cleaning of the coil will improve the peak operating efficiency of the unit and will help extend the life of the equipment. In the long run, it saves you money, and that definitely will help you breathe a healthy sigh of relief. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. Thank you for your support and help.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15.
featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15. Brought to you by Geico. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
James goes out. Ball poked away from behind. Tristan Thompson. Wow, nice move.
And now Klay Thompson is the primary defender.
James goes right. And a block by Bogut. Out to Irvin. Right there. Good defense. Poke it away. Force the turnover. James. Bounce pass to Thompson. Blocked by Bogut. His third already. Here comes Curry for three. Love trying to post up Draymond Green. Blocked again by Bogut. Four rejections. Curry shot short. Follow by Azili. Nice feed to Azili. Shot clock at four. Backdoor play, Jefferson. Oh, beautiful play from Richard Jefferson. James hasn't scored yet. He's 0 for 4. Alley-oop to Thompson. Shot clock down at 7. Amon Shumpert's in. Shumpert sets and hits. Vermeer at midcourt. Dellavedova on the drive. Inside to James for the flush.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Some highlights from the NBA Finals, obviously. Cavaliers are up against it, man. They now are in the same boat that the Warriors were in when they were trailing Oklahoma City 3-1 to get to the Finals. Now Cleveland finds themselves down 3-1 in the Finals against the Golden State Warriors, and maybe a glimmer of hope with a potential suspension for Draymond Green for Game 5. We'll see. That could be coming later today. We'll find out. But truth be told, going to be very difficult. And there's a few things that are on my mind about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Number one, let's start at the coaching position. David Blatt was a heck of a coach. I will say that till the day I die. And he did less with he did more with less than what Tyronn Lue has done so far. And the series is not over, don't get me wrong. But at this point, I think it's going to be hard to duplicate the job that Dave Blatt did, to be honest with you. Winning two games without Kyrie and Kevin Love. They have those two guys, and they're trailing 3-1. Whereas they were winning that series when Dave Blatt was in the mix 2-1. So let's start there. Tyronn Lue, how do you feel about this guy as a coach?
Well, quite frankly, Dorf, they have to let it ride with Tyronn Lue. Kyrie Irving's had four coaches in his five-year career, going back to Byron Scott, Mike Brown, Dave Blatt, now Tyronn Lue. So you got to keep some consistency there. You know, across town, there's a really dysfunctional football organization called the Browns, and they catch flack for exactly what the Cavaliers have done, which is going one year at a time with a head coach and not letting anybody...
Okay, let me stop you real quickly and ask you how much of that has to do with LeBron James, and does he have too much control in what happens with the Cleveland Cavaliers? Because, let's face it, man, he's the guy that gets people jobs and gets people fired, and he handpicks his own teams. So how much of this is to blame for LeBron James?
Well, I think a lot of it is because he could have bought into Blatt and gotten everybody to follow. Instead, there was so much dissension that even as good a team as they were, I think they were the best team in the East when Blatt got the heave-ho, but that was mostly for not showing that he didn't belong on the same court with Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors during the regular season. So LeBron's to blame for a lot of it, but you know, I think that they'd rather LeBron have that leverage than LeBron play for another team.
All right, so now my next point is going to be about Andrew Wiggins and Kevin Love. He wanted to trade, or he didn't want Andrew Wiggins because he felt it would take too long for this kid to develop. It's taken him 2 years. The kid's pretty developed, to be honest with you. I have a whole different feeling about why he did not want Andrew Wiggins on that team. We'll get there in a moment. But the decision of trading Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love, pretty poor decision. Yes or no?
I think that they wanted to win now. I mean, Andrew Wiggins isn't a complete player, and he might not be for another year or two. So, I think it would be exciting if LeBron didn't come back and they were trying to build with Kyrie, Wiggins, and Deion Waiters, and, you know, for that matter, Tristan Thompson. But, you know, you don't get LeBron without that Kevin Love framework being in place. So, you know, they're not in the finals without LeBron James. So I can't really look back on that and criticize that trade at all.
I think it was a terrible decision. I mean, I hate to say it, but Andrew Wiggins and LeBron James on the same floor? Are you kidding me? I really personally think this is a shot at LeBron's ego. I hate to say it. And I love LeBron. Don't get me wrong, man. I love greatness. I'm a fan of greatness. I think the guy is phenomenal. But I also think the guy has an ego. And I think that he thought somewhere in the back of his mind, again, this is me just spitballing and thinking, but the way it's turned out, it makes it seem more realistic to me than ever. I think he thought Andrew Wiggins could outshine him at some point. And Andrew Wiggins is one hell of a basketball player. And in 2 years, he's become a pretty good player in the NBA. Yes or no?
He has, but he's not a specimen. He's not. He's a great player. He's a good player with the potential to be great. But I don't know that he's one of those special specimens that comes around once every 5-10 years.
See, the argument that I thought you might throw at me is that, well, when he goes to Minnesota and he's forced to be the number one option, he's a guy that can be probably pretty good. But let's put him on Cleveland where he's going to be a third, maybe a fourth option behind LeBron and Kyrie and other guys.
Well, this is what it comes down to. LeBron wants to win a championship or compete for a championship every year that he plays, or he's going to stop playing. Looking at that 2014-2015 season, were you going to really try to ride through the East and compete with the likes of Golden State, San Antonio a year ago when your third best player is a 19-year-old rookie whose offensive game hasn't developed? LeBron James isn't that jump shooter. I mean, he needed somebody for spacing purposes. He needed that stretch four, and he needed to do better than Tyler Zeller or frankly, I think that he wanted to upgrade from Bosch as well.
I think it was a huge mistake. I don't know how else to say it, but it was a huge mistake. I mean, look at what Andrew Wiggins has done so far. Again, the only argument that I would really listen to is if someone says, well, he would have played third or fourth fiddle and maybe his development would have been slower. But you put him on the Minnesota Timberwolves and he's been forced to develop into the player that he is. I hate to say it, but I think you have to have some foresight. I think you have to have some vision as to what this guy could be in 2 or 3 years. And with the guidance and the tutelage of a guy like LeBron James at your, you know, in your backyard with you all the time, helping you grow up in this league, I don't think it would have taken that long. I hate to say it. I really don't. And the result that we've seen here is that Kevin Love is a terrible defender. He's a complete liability on the defensive side of the ball. And his offense, I hate to say it, but it's so sporadic that he's not a huge asset at this point. I really think Andrew Wiggins would have been a much better asset to them and a guy that's a high flyer. He had to work on his shot a little bit, but truth be told, look, you've got LeBron James there. You would have had Andrew Wiggins to run the wing with him. I think that's a pretty daunting task for most teams to have to deal with those two guys in the open floor. I hate to say it, but to me, it's a tremendous mistake. And again, I will go back to what I said early in the show in hour number one. LeBron James is a bad GM. He's a great player, but he's a bad GM.
I just haven't seen Andrew Wiggins do all these things that make this such a terrible trade in hindsight. When you know what? I mean, you watch every series that the Cavaliers have played in this postseason other than the finals, and you watch Kyrie and LeBron on that pick and roll with Kevin Love hitting that three, you know, that open three in the corner, and it's unstoppable when it's working. It's just, you know, Golden State's managed to shut down the PNR there.
Well, I mean, they can get to the shooters in time. They're not getting those open looks that they were getting against the likes of Detroit and Atlanta and the garbage that the East throws at you. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. The East is definitely weaker than the West. If this is not rocket science, we all know that. But with that being said, look, you don't have to worry about the West until the finals. So all you have to do is be playing your best ball at that time. And everyone was so hyped up on how good they were playing at that time. But I don't know, man. I'm just not.
I saw somebody throw it out there this week that the Cavaliers would be the fifth best team in the West at best. And I think that's preposterous.
Well, I mean, I think Oklahoma City's better than them. We think San Antonio's better than them. And we know Golden State's better than them. It puts them at four right there. So it is what it is.
You're going to put the Clippers there, though, over the Cavaliers? I don't think so.
Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Here's Manny. And he's drilled, and Manny's going after him. And here we go. And Manny and Ventura are going at it on the mound. And this is a big-time brawl at Camden Yards. He threw at Manny in the second inning, and on the first pitch, he drills him, and that's the M.O. of your Donald Ventura. This has followed him in his brief career. Manny and Ventura still barking at each other. Manny is being pulled away by C.B. Buckner. I gotta tell you, Mike, that is just bush league.
What the hell's going on out here?
Good point, Vince. What the hell is going on the fields? Things get heated, don't they, Jeff? Especially in those baseball games. And when you got a guy throwing 90 miles an hour at you and it hits you, I understand how things can get pretty heated.
Yordano Ventura, this is what he does. I mean, he uses that baseball as a weapon. You know, I don't know what the unwritten rules dictate. Not at the head, not at the back, you know, fleshy part of the thigh. What, you know, what can you get away with throwing inside? But obviously the intent with Yordano Ventura was to put one into Machado's rib cage, and Machado responded accordingly. I think that we've just seen that this has become habit with these Kansas City Royals. A little more swagger to them now that they've got the two American League pennants, and you know they're currently wearing the reigning world championship rings.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, Bush League. I'm not a fan of Bush League play, whether it's in baseball.
Let me ask you something. You're familiar with Ned Yost. Is this what he does? I mean, does he order this kind of thing to happen?
I think Ned Yost is so weak. You know, I've never been a fan of him. Obviously, with the Brewers, just a terrible manager. I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but lacks control of the clubhouse. I just look at him as a weak personality. I really do. You got to have better control of your guys. I'm sorry. This is a game where you can really get hurt. And the pitcher has everything in his hands. And when you have the ability to throw a ball 90 some odd miles an hour, and these guys are good enough, let's face it. I hate to say it. I had this guy on the tennis court say to me a couple weeks ago when he's hitting balls at me profusely left and right at my head that he can't control his shots. I hate to say it, man. We're all good enough at this point that we can control our shots, and we're not supposed to go at each other's head. I never go at somebody's head. I don't care how mad I am at them, because I'll be honest with you. I was sitting there. It was my serve. And this guy's talking trash to me on the other side of the court. He's standing in the ad court. I'm serving to the deuce court. And I had everything I could do to hold myself back from hitting the ball right at him. And I did. I literally did. I had to take a moment. I walked away from the line, and I regained my composure. And sometimes in these situations, these guys lose their composure. And when you lose your composure, but you have the ability to throw the ball 90 miles an hour plus, that's not a good combination, Jeff. It's a terrible combination. You can really hurt somebody.
You know, on the whole, you know, just in society, you know, even transcending sports, we really need to learn to absorb some of the noise. Yeah. And not overreact to everything and feel like I've got to do this or I'm spineless. You know, I'm watching the finals the other night, and I got a guy that I don't know if he's just an anti-LeBron guy or an actual Warriors fan, but just running his mouth the entire first half. You know, even while Cleveland's winning, you know, Tristan Thompson's at the line, you know, these bums can't make their free throws. And I just learned to just turn it off, let it go, and not everything's worth the fight. And I think that that's what's happened between the Orioles and the Royals since the playoffs 2 years ago.
Don't sweat the small stuff, man. It's such a simple concept that for some people it's so hard to actually do. Look, I agree with you 100%, man. There's always going to be people that are haters and people that are talking trash. I got people that do it on my page all the time. And really what I usually try to do is kill them with kindness. Or I just try to educate them when they're wrong. I'm not always right. I know this. But truth be told, I'm pretty objective about things. You know, the bottom line is these guys are all grown men. And you would think that cooler heads would prevail and realize that these things can do a lot of damage. And especially when you're a pitcher and you have that ability to throw the first ball, it's like throwing the first punch, you know, and it can be really dangerous. So you just got to be able to hold your emotions in check. And maybe they should do what I did. You know what? You just walk away. You step off that line for a quick second. You step off the mound for a quick second and regain and get your thoughts and get your composure back so that you don't go out there and you decapitate somebody or you hurt them.
Well, that reaction by Machado was genuine. You know, there were getting on Salvatore Perez for not, you know, the Kansas City catcher for not stopping Machado. But you know what? The guys that get stopped by the catchers are the guys that don't really want the brawl to begin with. I think that they're just looking to incite reaction rather than a fight. I think that Machado went out there looking for his pound of flesh, and he got it. I mean, he threw a couple two-pieces at Yordan Ventura, and Yordan Ventura, you know, really isn't a violent person when he doesn't have that baseball in his hand.
Hey, this is kind of an interesting deal here. What do you think about Bumgarner wanting in the home run derby?
I welcome it. Make baseball fun again, man.
I mean, what does he have, like 13 home runs or something?
He can hit. You know, I mean, these pitchers are generally the best player on their team all the way through high school, and some of them play shortstop, third base, center field on days that they're not pitching if they go the college route. So I think it's fun. I think that I'd like to see the athleticism. I'd like to see a pitchers-only home run derby. I think that'd be a ton of fun, and you'd have to – somehow find a way to include Bartolo Colon in that festivity.
Yeah. Maybe they should just have a pitcher's home run derby and then have a player home run derby. That would be kind of interesting.
Do you remember El Guapo, like Rich Garces? I think that'd be a fun guy to watch try to jack it over the fence in an exhibition.
Yeah, or maybe even like, I mean, I'm just kind of kidding here, but like a CC Sabathia, you know, that guy could probably swing a bat at one point.
I saw him hit a home run at Dodger Stadium. I don't know how many career home runs he has, but there's a lot of horsepower behind 6'8", 260, 280, whatever he's been at whatever point in his career. That guy can pack a good swing behind a baseball, and if he gets into one, he could certainly pull it down the line.
Yeah, I mean, just interesting how some of these things come up. I want to just ask you real quickly. We've only got a minute or so left here in this segment, but San Francisco looks to be the class of the National League West. The Dodgers, are they just going to be a disappointment all year? I know they're a few games over 500 now, but four games back of San Francisco. But they're just not living up to it as far as I'm concerned.
I have absolutely no surprises in the National League playoff picture other than the fact that Pittsburgh would be on the outside looking in if the season ended today.
Yeah, I mean – and then, you know, look, I watch the D-backs play because I'm here, you know, in Arizona, and it's on for me to watch a few nights a week. I will say this. They're not very good, but they try, and they don't quit. So they're kind of, like, fun to watch to a certain degree, but if you like watching them lose more than you like watching them win, then it's fun. Does that make sense?
No, of course. Of course. You know, they're just a decent, bad baseball team. That's what I think the Arizona Diamondbacks are. You know, you're going to get wins like they got on Saturday night because Michael Bourne finds a way at the age of 62 to jack one over the fence at Chase Field.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. They just kind of were gutting along that whole game, and then all of a sudden in like the fifth inning, they busted through and they never really looked back. But surprising that the Marlins are playing as well as they're playing too, to be honest with you, this late in the season for them to be over 500 is relatively impressive.
I think so. I think that there's a lot of teams that aren't really going to be in the playoff conversation that we should keep our eye on. Not necessarily for 2016, but 2017, 2018 going forward.
Yeah, and then, you know, the Cardinals are starting to play a little bit better, man. They've won four in a row. They've beat up on the Pirates a little bit. Should be pretty interesting. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. On the other side, we're going to get back into some NBA. Hopefully we can track down Shane Koenig, our basketball insider. If not, we'll take it and we'll do our best, but keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Thompson left wide open and cans the three. Come on, Green with the deflection. Here's Thompson. Finds Livingston. And the final finish. Green hits a three. Classic gets past Jefferson. Out to Green. Tries another three. Puts it in.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. Some highlights from the NBA Finals, which are now 3-1. Golden State going back to Oracle with a chance to close this thing out. Maybe without Draymond Green. Maybe with Draymond Green. Cavs are definitely up against it. We've got Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, to break this thing down for us. Shane, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you guys.
All right, I'm going to start right here. Kind of been hammering Jeff about this, and he has kind of stayed the course, and he has tried to hold his ground on it. Game three, a big adjustment. No Kevin Love. Game four, another big adjustment. Kevin Love comes back. They're not the same team. I hate to say it, man. They're just not. He's a defensive liability, big time. Cannot defend anybody. How much guts would it have taken Tyronn Lue to not play Kevin Love in Game 4? And could he have ever gotten away with it?
It would have taken a lot of guts just because that's the LeBron James-picked player that they traded Andrew Wiggins for. So they have a lot riding on Kevin Love. But if he would have done it and they would have won, no one would have cared. It wouldn't have been a Tyronn Lue. It wouldn't have been an indication that Tyronn Lue did something wrong. It would have been an indication of what's wrong with Kevin Love.
Well, you hit something that I was hitting on quite a bit with Jeff, and that's Andrew Wiggins. How bad of a trade, in your opinion, at this point, has that turned out to be?
I thought at the time it was a terrible trade. I thought that Flip Saunders got a great deal, because if you look across the league, the good teams have long athletic defensive players that move into strong offensive roles. You're looking at your top young players in Kawhi Leonard, even Draymond Green. Steph Curry is long. He's not a great defensive player, but he's a long, skinny, athletic guy. Klay Thompson is strong defensively. Anthony Davis, you're looking at lean, tall, long people that are starting to come into the league and really change the way it's been being played on a defensive end and position-wise. There is nobody that looks at that, at the games that are going on, that doesn't say, you know what, the Cavaliers need a long, lean defensive player like a Kawhi Leonard. And Andrew Wiggins would do that. He could guard the one through the three, and they don't have anybody that can do that on their team. And it's just, it's looking... it's coming to fruition, in my opinion, because I thought it was a bad trade at the beginning.
Jeff, have I ever told you how much I love this Shane Koenig guy?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I just think that, you know, I don't think that you, you know, I don't think that there's a good way to keep score. I think this is a lot like a baseball trade where you're trading the future. You know, you're trading away the future to try to win now. And that's what the Cavaliers did. And, I mean, if you look at it, Kyrie Irving's been in the league since he was 1920. And he's still not coming, you know, he's still not fully developed at 24. How long were they going to have to wait for Andrew Wiggins? And I think that Wiggins has a good asset to help his game there, playing alongside Karl Anthony Towns in Minnesota.
You know, again, go ahead, Shane, go ahead.
I agree. I think that Wiggins looks great because they built a team, not necessarily around him, but built a team that complemented him. But at the same time, and I think Kevin Love is a good player. I don't think it was an obvious bad trade. That was just my opinion looking at the league. But I think that Kevin Love could have filled the role of a Chris Bosh, and I think that's what they were looking for. But Chris Bosh was a good defensive player.
Yeah, and I was just
and Kevin Love just isn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Andrew Wiggins plays two ways, man. He's an offensive juggernaut. The guy is great in the open floor, let's face it.
Well, guys, let me ask you this. Hey, yeah. Name a long player that could stretch the floor, hit the three-point shot, and play both, you know, play defense as well. I don't think that there's a very long list. I mean, I think of the players that kind of fit that Kevin Love mold. It's Channing Frye, Anthony Tolliver, Kevin Love, Chris Bosh, and Chris Bosh was never available to the Cavaliers.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons, though, that you, when you talk about it's not a very long list for tall players that can, tall, long wing players that can play both ways, though, I think that, I don't think Andrew Wiggins is an offensive juggernaut, but I think that he is the player that Cleveland needed going into this year at the time. I thought it was, like, close. We look at it now, like you said, a baseball trade. Like, oh, I can't believe we traded a prospect 5 years ago that's now the ace pitcher, like, you know, Jake Arrieta. You know,
the price tag wasn't necessarily Wiggins. It was just the curse that they had Wiggins to offer. So that was what Minnesota was going to hold out
for. Yeah, it was the pick. It was whoever they got that was young that was going to be there available. That was the currency. And I don't think that it was, you know, if you're talking about 100% certainty that it was going to go poorly, it was probably for me something like, you know, 59-41 or something like that. You know, it wasn't like all of a sudden I was like, oh, this is the worst trade ever. But I really did feel like if Kevin Love was going to go to the Cleveland Cavaliers, he needed to be able to play a team game, and he really needed to step up defense to be serviceable. And I think that's what we're seeing. I don't think it's necessarily like Andrew Wiggins versus Kevin Love. It's we got Kevin Love, and he needed to fill a certain role, and I don't think he's filled the role that they want him to play, especially on defense. And therefore, it makes Andrew Wiggins look better.
Hey, well, here's my problem with this whole thing, okay? I have a totally different outlook, and you and I are on the same page for the most part about this. I hate to say it, and you and I are on the same page about a lot of things. I told that to Jeff last week, and that's why I made that mention about how much I love you in the beginning, because you and I are usually on the same page. I have a totally different thought on why LeBron James did not want Andrew Wiggins, and call me crazy if you will. I don't know, but I really look at it like this. I think that LeBron James, in a weird way, was being selfish. I hate to say this, but I think he thought in 2 or 3 years, maybe Andrew Wiggins will outshine me. The guy can flat out fly. Think about LeBron James passing to this guy in the open floor and the damage that they could do together. So I love LeBron. I love greatness. I'm a fan of anybody that's great. But I'm also objective, and I look at what people have done and how they handle themselves. And truth be told, I think in a weird way, LeBron James was worried that Andrew Wiggins at some point in the near future would have outshined LeBron James. And he could not have that, being the king and the man in Cleveland, going back home to where everything started for him. Am I crazy, or can you see a little bit of truth in that potentially, Shane?
I think he was selfish in one, not necessarily about outshining. I think he was selfish because he wanted to win immediately. The immediacy was the selfishness. But again, that selfishness could be seen as being unselfish because he wants to bring a championship right away to Cleveland. I think the interesting part of it is, and I have thought about this when he went back to Cleveland, is LeBron James is very smart in one way, on the way that he signs 2-year agreement with a 1-year option so that he can hold the Cavaliers accountable. But his accountability of suggesting or having some type of say in the team and who gets traded, which, I mean, we don't know that for certainty, but it's pretty much assumed that that's what's going on with Tyronn Lue coming in, with Kevin Love being brought in, with the trades for Channing Frye. LeBron James needs to be the best player in the NBA. He doesn't need to try to be the GM of the year. And that's what I feel like we're seeing now, is you had a coach that coached defensively, and Andrew Wiggins would have fit that with David Blatt. They switched it to Kevin Love, and now that necessarily doesn't fit the same mold. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't have fit last year, even when he got injured. And when he got injured, they brought in a defensive player and defensive mindset that allowed them to play at a better level against Golden State last year than this year. And that when the philosophy turned to, we want to get out and run, it was, okay, well, Kevin Love is more of an offensive threat this way, but when it gets in the NBA Finals, it's all about defense. So I think that LeBron, I feel like at some point LeBron James is going to take a step back and say, maybe I should either, one, get the general manager who's here out of here and get someone better in there, or let the general manager do the job and let him know that I support him.
That's the voice of Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, joining us here on the program. David Blatt was a hell of a coach. That's all I can say, man. He did more with less than what Tyronlu is doing right now. He's got all of his stars. He has that full arsenal. Is it fair to say that, and Jeff kind of alluded to this earlier, LeBron James could have gotten everybody on board with David Blatt. However, he chose to do it the way that he wanted to do it, and that was to get him out of there. So is there too much influence that LeBron James has on players and coaches and everything with the Cleveland Cavaliers?
That's tough to say because he's a monster recruiter. You know, we talk about how the players are so close to each other and so friends and communicate outside of it that – although GMs and owners can't talk to players, when players go out and meet with their friends that are other players, it would be borderline tampering if they knew what was going on. So I don't think he necessarily needs to take a step back on that part, but I think that he needs to go to the GM and say, here are the people that are on board at a certain point. You know, you figure out the price and you figure out if you can get them there. And whatever decisions are made from there, he needs to take a step back and let the GM do their job. So I think on that part, on like really trying to push someone out or really trying to push towards a player that he feels will fit his game and their team, he think he needs to take a step back on that.
Do you think that he ends up being, I don't want to say an unmitigated disaster, but less than stellar as a front office guy post-career, a la Michael Jordan, maybe Magic Johnson?
I hope not. Because here's a perfect example is you know, everybody, when you talk about a Magic Johnson, an Isaiah Thomas, and even a Michael Jordan finally learning to take a step back and let, you know, his people that he's hired actually put together a team rather than drafting like an Adam Morrison, which anybody that drafted Adam Morrison was an unmitigated disaster. But great players expect players to work hard and play like them and to be able to get in the gym and to be able to put in the effort and to understand that defense is important. And then when they don't see that happen, they don't understand why, and they can get frustrated. So I don't think that great players make great GMs or coaches because they don't know how to talk to the ninth guy on the bench or the sixth guy off the bench or the borderline great center that they have because they think they should just be able to do it and just be able to put in the work. So I hope he does not.
I would relate the same kind of thing to like Wayne Gretzky and how he failed, you know, with the Coyotes and whatnot, because mm-hmm. he was so good at what he did, you know, on the ice himself. And it's just exactly like you're saying. He just figured everybody else could do what he could do. And that's really not the case. So LeBron James is great. And we all know that, but not everybody can do what LeBron James can do on the floor. Therefore, he needed to kind of sit back and maybe let things take the course naturally, but he didn't want to do that. Any scenario you see this thing going back to Cleveland? We've only got about a minute or so left.
No, I don't. Unless Draymond Green is definitely suspended and LeBron is not for the step over / supposedly pup check that they're going on, maybe they can win a game and get it back, but I don't think so.
Shane, have a great day, brother. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, breaking it down. Jeff, that was a tough segment for you, bro, wasn't it?
Well, the life is just tough for me right now, so it's going to be tough to talk about it, but it's relevant, and we've got to hit it. And you know, I've got to admit that, you know, all due respect to Golden State, they're just playing. They're great. They're finding ways to win, and they're taking down what could be the second best team in the league.
Absolutely. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, final segment coming up. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Time for our parting shots. Jeff, you're up, buddy. What's going on?
Jay Adande at ESPN, you are a fool. Shirtless guy runs across the court, described as a Russian YouTube sensation. He's done this at the World Cup, but somehow Jay Adande thinks that that makes Cleveland classless. You are lost, sir.
Interesting. My parting shot is going out to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Hopefully you can force a game six. And then also going out to the San Jose Sharks. Hopefully you can force a game seven because we all love drama. And I hate to say it, but these things are coming to an end. And I want more, Jeff. I just want more, brother.
Well, hopefully the Cavaliers can give you a lot more.
Yeah, hopefully they can give us another three games. Let's be honest, man. This five games would be just too quick. So we want to see seven. We want to see sevens all across the board. Anyways, for Jeff, for Scott, for John, for Shane, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.